darkness wakes me up. I check the beat of my wrist. It appears it's still pulsing. I'm lucky to still exist. Or maybe I'm dead, and they have buffed up my shoes for me. Waking up the same morning after morning, feeling empty. There is no what, no how, no why, no place to head. Not with anyone or thing, everyone sees urgent. A gaunt Don Quixote set on Rocinante's back. And at the steering wheel, a blind god can't see the track. A policeman coming at dawn. I am half awake and half in a nocturnal timeout. I ought to laugh but have the smile of Mickey Mouse. Morning should be bad. Some kind radio soul plays a Chicoria compact. It's perhaps as blithe as in a mausoleum. In fact, in the mummy line I have got circles under my eyes. In reality I am not impressed by the pink sunrise. We should have done something about it, as you said. Our indentations slowly cool themselves down in bed. Whoever was guilty hides behind a twilight mask, for a woodcutter has drudged among us with a broad axe. Our beds are parted in two sovereign empires. The wallpaper decorations are just as cross-border wires. I cannot drift off into a sweet dizziness tonight, for the love I have within me is just simple spite. Wires should be bent. That cursed hour, that minute, that even shorter spell, the time when things are not black and things are not white as well. When it's not dark and when there is nothing that can be seen, waking up is a painful thing unless there's blissful morphine. My pulse beats madly on, my groan has a dull throb, to fall asleep and not wake with nothing to think of. I'm leaning on my knee and listening to you cry. It is too late for a life and it's too early to die. Yesterday is as if it wasn't there, for the coffee has been finished up and all the cupboards are bare. Things you do not want to happen happen again once more, and a buttered slice always falls face down on the floor. Butter should be bent. You are speaking about hope and not getting the words right. Flying the planet as an espionage satellite. Things would be lighter if our pajamas were cast aside. I've spoken for 20 years and now you want to hear my sigh. The portly pig that is posted up in the jar is fattening me up as water trills and is gone. All is as was said and taken to the septic pits. There's only a few seconds left for me to inhale it. It's tomorrow outside, I feel my pulse beating. The alarm clock strikes the hour, giving the good morning greeting. I am half awake and half in a nocturnal timeout. I ought to laugh but have the smile of Mickey Mouse. I would bend love to.